perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Hello and welcome to episode 217 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please go today to patreon.com/grills to support us. I'm going to tell you that for this month, for this episode, there is going to be no charge to anyone, patron or not, for this episode to see the full video and audio at that site. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Linda and Ray, and today we have a very, very special guest, Mrs. Claus. So normally we chat about what we've been up to, and you know what we're doing with all our crafting and everything. But let's holiday it up a little, and I'm going to ask about what kind of Christmas solstice prep we've been doing this week. How about you, Linda?
Does prepping for Winterfest count?
Well, I mean, knowing you and the things that you tend to make for it.
Yeah, one of the things that I have made is very Christmassy. I have, you know, other things that I have made, but this is the Christmassy thing. I have made a yarnorama of the Grinch, how the Grinch stole Christmas. The little tree and the Grinch sneaking up to get the tree. So that's the Christmassiest I have made up a word. The Christmassiest thing that I've made for Winterfest. Other things I've made are like some crewmates and some baby Yodas.
Well, how are the gnomes coming?
Oh, I have one gnome left. I made three for the previous one, and they all got sold except for one. So, they did pretty well. I don't know if you can see, mine is back here over on my...
very small.
Yes, way in the background. But they did pretty well. I have one more to make for my aunt. She... like, saw what I was working on before I went to that event, and she immediately just threw $25 at me, said, make me one. not literally threw, but she was just like, here. She, like, went over to my uncle and was just like, give me your wallet. It was really funny. and I offered to just give it to her as a gift, and she was like, no, no, I am paying you for this. So that was very sweet of her. She didn't have to do that. Yeah.
It's always nice.
So that was very sweet of her. But in other things I've been doing besides prepping for Winterfest, I have begun my, you know, present buying, so... I've ordered a few things already. The gift from my father is coming tomorrow. I know my mom listens to the podcast. I don't know if my dad does, so I'm not going to say what it is. But
bad idea.
Yeah, it is arriving. And a few other things are arriving, and I have to go out shopping probably tomorrow night. But yeah, a lot. I mean, I had my tree decorated before December 1st, so that was probably a good thing that I did that. Because it's just been all this yarn. Yarn is my life. Yarn.
The yarn life.
The yarn life, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah, the only thing I've really been working on is I joined a Sailor Moon winter holiday card exchange. So I have a drawing that I'm doing for my person. And my goal is to have it done. It's all of her favorite characters, so My goal is to have it done and mailed to her by Friday, so should be good.
I understand that.
I feel like I'm behind because other people in the group are like already posting theirs, and I'm like, ah, I'm sorry, I had a thing to do over the weekend. And then because of Winterfest, I actually just stopped and got material so I can make my own Santa appropriate mask for. I'm very excited about.
Oh, lovely. Well, I had the same kind of pressure. I was in the Tadpool Santa gift exchange, one of our online communities that I spend a lot of time in. And I got, we fill out a questionnaire, and the questionnaire, I got matched with this person who I have so much in common with. Like, he grew up in the same era as I did, and nostalgic for it, and he's a Doctor Who fan, and, mm-hmm. I mean, into music, and Celtic music in particular, and I was like, holy cow. And he actually said in his questionnaire that he would like, it would be really neat, he doesn't mind if somebody makes something, because then he'd have a unique gift, and he would have that story to tell, that it came from, you know, someone in the Tadpool made this for him. And for me, I'm like, well, challenge accepted. And yeah. I have Doctor Who fabric. So I looked up a pattern and I made this messenger bag.
Cool!
And it's got so neat. The TARDIS stuff. Oh. And then I had this fabric, I don't know if you can see, with all a whole bunch of doctors on it.
Oh!
So bigger on the inside. It's got all the doctors in there. And he just received that. He received that Thursday, and I was panicking because there was no, I didn't hear anything. And everyone kind of posts in the group if the person reveals who gave it to them. And I did. I wrote him a note. It was like, I made this. And I put in a Rolling Stone music game. But he wrote to me today, and his whole family played that game. And parents versus children. And they loved it. And he was confused by the guitar pick because it was branded with my husband's old band. But now he's looked up Enter the Haggis and is interested in the music. And the best part of it was he said he opened the box, saw the TARDIS, smiled, kind of gave it a cursory glance, and then put it aside because they wanted to know what else was in there. And they were all into this game. And then he read my card and realized I made the bag. And took another look and looked at it more closely. And he said he squeed. Which you don't get a guy of my age saying, oh my god, I squeed.
It's awesome.
At the doctor's inside, and I was like, honey, the best compliment in the world is that you didn't realize it was handmade. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a weird thing as crafters, we only see the mistakes. But I was just saying to my husband the other day, like, one of the best compliments I get is go to the grocery store and I throw my totes on the belt and then they look for the tag and I'm like, success. So that's been my most exciting thing I've been doing, and I was in a rush to do it. Other people were posting they got their presents. I'm like, I hope he's not worried he's not getting anything, because I've been orphaned in this gift exchange, but it's taken me a few days to make it. It was really hard. And what else? I smoked bacon today. I'm taking the pie orders for the chocolate pecan for Christmas right now. And the 21st is my 22nd anniversary. My husband and I we've rented the brewery space for a few hours on that day. And I'm really excited to do that this year.
So you actually got married on the solstice.
We did. I thought it was very good magic to, if we can survive the longest night of the year, we can survive anything.
Yeah.
Was my rationale. And every year, we wait until the 21st to put up the actual ornaments on the tree. Because we ask people instead of gifts to bring ornaments. And so we kind of try to remember who brought what. Some we remember very vividly, the handmade ones. But some it's like, was this Tiffany or was it Liz? I'm not sure. But it's kind of a nice little romantic thing we do each solstice. We don't have a tree this year. We didn't have room in my living room. So I've got solar LEDs, and I've made a Christmas tree with them in the window where the tree normally sits. And we're going to hang the ornaments on that.
Nice!
Perfect.
Yes. Nerd solution.
Of course.
So I know, Mrs. Claus, I guess we could just launch into our topic because she's going to have all the things she's been doing to help everyone
so many
have
things.
A great Christmas.
It's been very busy at the pole. I am continuing to do some last minute sort of training and tweaking with the reindeer. That's actually one of my responsibilities, is making sure that the reindeer can get Santa there and back again. Very important. That's my Christmas wish every year, is that Santa gets home safely to me. So, continued work with the reindeer. Lots of last minute baking. Lots of baking. I don't know if anybody else likes to bake, but this is my time of year to shine. So,
yes.
lots of baking. Lots of present wrapping. We have a Secret Santa gift exchange at the North Pole, and it's really, really tricky when your Secret Santa is Santa. I've had a little bit of a hard time this year making surprises for him to find there in his office as he's checking the naughty and nice list. So far he hasn't figured out it's me. Here's hoping he doesn't figure it out until Christmas.
Do you do a whole...
Very cool.
Like, Advent version, he gets a little surprise every day?
So we do the 2 weeks that lead up to Christmas. And so there's like a little something every day. Santa and the elves and the reindeer and I all participate. And so we have the best time. It's way easy when you get one of the reindeer, because they're super, super delighted by everything. It's easy to get one of the elves because if it sparkles, if it's sugary, if it twinkles, if it lights up, they're very happy. Santa is the hard one, and that's the name I drew this year.
Oh, of course. You don't have enough to do. So we have some letters from some children.
Aww.
Let's see here. Oops, that one. This one. The first letter that we got was from Leon Nobinger. He's, I know this boy, he lives here in Statesville.
Oh.
So let me, I've got it up on the screen for our viewers to be able to see. So Liam wants to know, which do you prefer, chocolate or peppermint?
Liam, that's a really difficult choice. And because I don't have to choose, I choose both. I love peppermint with my chocolate. So I make homemade peppermint patties that get covered in chocolate. I stir candy canes in my hot chocolate. I don't choose. I get both. And that's the best thing about being almost 200 years old, is I get to pick both.
Hey, Liam. Excuse me. Liam also wants to know, who's your favorite reindeer?
Oh, now this is a question that could potentially get me in trouble, because I'm supposed to love them all the same. But Liam, there's one very special reindeer in our herd of tens of thousands. One. Her name is Harmony, and Harmony is the reason I met Santa. She got lost one day when I was a young woman walking through the woods just north of the Arctic Circle, and I heard the sound of a reindeer in distress, and I know they travel in herds. We're talking herds of 30,000 to 500,000 at a time. So a lone reindeer is very unique. So I went and helped lead her back to the rest of her herd. And when I got back there, the other reindeer started nuzzling me to say thank you. And then I heard the sound of sleigh bells. And Santa came over the hill, and I learned that Harmony was one of his reindeer. Harmony brought Santa and I together. And I'm sure the sleigh team will understand. Harmony is my favorite.
Well, that's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing. And it answered a question that Ray got from another child about how you and Santa met.
Yes.
We got a twofer.
Yep.
So the third question Liam had was, what is it like in the North Pole?
Well, let's see here. Right now, it's very dark. I don't know if you know this, Liam, but the sun goes down below the horizon in October and does not come back up until March. So I've not seen the sun in a couple of months now. So it's very dark, it's very cold, but it's also very beautiful. I don't know if you know about the Aurora Borealis Land, the Northern Lights. They are the prettiest thing to watch throughout what we would think of as the night, but it's our entire 24 hours. You know, actually, I think I brought a bottle of Northern Lights. Would you like to see?
I would.
I'd love to see that.
Bottle this. I don't know that. So the polar sky tends to be a little blue-purple. But let's see here. Let me go ahead and activate those Northern Lights for us. There they are.
That's
Aren't they pretty? They swirl through the night sky in blues and greens and purples and deep violets. It's my favorite. So I thought maybe that might be helpful.
That's a great illustration.
Mm-hmm. I can't always do that into a lot. So just a little night.
Okay, our second letter is from Juju.
Aw, Juju.
Juju and his adorable curls. Want to know, how strong are elves?
I don't know if you know this about elves, but relative to their height, they're the same kind of strength as ants. Ants can lift tens of times their weight, and so can elves, which is super helpful with all of those toys. They help Santa load on the sleigh and all of the work they do in the workshop. Instead of taking a couple of little dings with a hammer, one swing and they're done, which is part of why they're so quick with building toys. So they're very strong, Juju. What a great question.
Cool. I always wanted to know that too. But Juju also asked, which cookies are Santa's favorites?
Oh, much like choosing my favorite reindeer, that's a very hard question. But Juju, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Santa's favorite cookies are round. They are. And if the cookie isn't round, do you know what Santa does? He nibbles around the edge until it's round, and then it's his favorite cookie. So you put out your favorite cookie for Santa this Christmas, okay? Because I know he's going to love it.
I love that.
It's true.
It's perfect.
I mean, I bite all the limbs off my gingerbread men, too.
Right? You start with the edges, and then you get to the middle.
Yep.
That's how that works.
And Juju's final question for you was, what is your secret hot chocolate recipe?
I know I talked about my love for hot chocolate with peppermint in it. I like using milk chocolate in my hot chocolate, so it's sweet. And so I'll chop up milk chocolate, and I'll stir in my milk, and sometimes a little bit of cream, something a little thicker if I want a richer hot chocolate. And I'll break up the candy cane, and I'll melt it all together on the stovetop and serve that. My favorite way to serve it, a little bit of whipped cream and some green sugar sprinkles and a candy cane sticking out the top. That's my favorite hot chocolate recipe.
That sounds just lovely.
I know.
It's wonderful. I end up wearing some of the whipped cream on my nose sometimes, and it makes Santa giggle.
Ray, did you want to present the questions that your little friends brought in?
Yeah, we'll start with Autumn. Let's see. She
normally
wanted to...
we have a guest and we have a whole discussion, and then at the end we just grill them. But
wow.
All the
I don't
questions.
Mind being grilled now. That's just fine.
Well, Autumn wanted to know if do you ever travel with Santa when he delivers presents?
I don't always get to travel with him on Christmas Eve because we've got to save all that room in the sleigh, all of those toys. But I do travel with Santa all of the time, year round. Me, him, the sleigh, and the reindeer. Because we love seeing the world when we don't have to rush. So I do fly with Santa, but not to deliver the presents on Christmas Eve. That's just Santa and the reindeer.
That actually works perfectly because she wanted to know if you also went on dates.
We get 3 months off January, February, and March, and we absolutely go on dates. Of course we do.
Every couple should still go on dates.
You should definitely make time for each other, and Santa and I spend so much time focusing on the children of the world, especially this time of the year, that it's nice to take a break and just spend time, just the two of us. Or sometimes the elves and sometimes the reindeer. We do like group field trips.
Boy, we got another twofer, because I did get a question brought from the library locally asking if you take the elves and reindeer and go on vacation after Christmas and where you go.
There you are.
A little bit of everywhere. Now, when we go somewhere tropical, I should probably warn you, Santa wears socks with his sandals.
He's allowed.
He's a very fit man, and that's certainly something that lots of older men do. But one of the places I love to visit, places in Italy, and they have a nickname for me there. They think of me as a very old woman. They call me La Befana. I do like visiting the children of Italy when we get a chance. I love visiting... Ooh, do you know what? I love visiting the Grand Canyon because things are so hot and so dry and so different from life at the North Pole. I do like big sights like that. I love flying over the ocean and visiting little islands everywhere I can. An archipelago is a great place to go adventuring because there are so many islands there. So lots of different archipelago.
Excellent. And my last one from Autumn is, how did Santa propose?
She's Santa, very interested in romance.
She is.
I think it's wonderful. Santa and I have been married a very long time, and we very much still love each other and spend time together and go on dates and just enjoy each other's company. Now, when Santa proposed, he was very nervous. Santa's very good at giving the gift and very good at knowing just the right gift to give. But proposing is a very special kind of gift, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Santa proposed to me by the reindeer stables. And I know that sounds like such a very strange thing, but being in charge of the reindeer and their care and their feeding and their training, it meant a lot to me. Actually, can I show Autumn my ring? Would that be okay? All right, Autumn, I'm going to hold this up closer so you can see it. Do you see my ring? My ring is a shed reindeer antler that Santa carved for me because he knows my love of the reindeer. And he carved three little stars in it in a row, because Santa navigates with celestial navigation. He navigates by the constellations and the stars in the night sky. And those three stars are Orion's belt, so he can always find his way home to me.
Aww.
To help Orion and the reindeer. But he did, he got down on one knee and posed right there by the reindeer stables. And I don't know if you've heard the excited noise reindeer make, but it's much higher pitched than you think. And they all stamped, and they all whinnied, and they all went... and had a great time. And locked antlers together, like clapping. So it was a really wonderful and magical moment. And Autumn, I love that you asked me that question.
And then I had one from Caleb, who's Autumn's older brother. Ooh. He wanted to know... what is Santa's favorite homemade dish? The one that you make for him the most?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I'm known for my baking, but Santa is an excellent cook. Santa loves making, well, lots of things from where he was from. I don't know if you know Santa's from Turkey. So he makes the occasional sweet treat like a Turkish delight, but he spent a lot of time traveling in Italy, and so he'll make a nice red sauce, ravioli or pasta, and that's really yummy. Other things that Santa makes that are so good. He's never said no to pizza. He says pizza is like a really big cookie because it's round. Round is his favorite. So sometimes it's just as simple as pizza. Good question.
You had some more, Ember?
I just love that Turkish Delight got mentioned, I would say, because it's one of our regular listeners and viewers. Barney, that's his favorite treat for the holidays.
Oh, ah! Wonderful. Barney has something in common with Santa.
So we have some more questions. What is your Aunt Santa's favorite Christmas story or stories if it's not the same?
Oh, we like so many. One of Santa's favorites is called Are You Grumpy Santa? Because Santa doesn't always have a wonderful, happy, cheerful day. It starts off that I might have snored and woken him up and startled him out of bed, stubbed his toe on a bowling ball, and that was the beginning of a very rough day. But he likes telling the story. Because it's nice to get to show people that even Santa has a tough day every now and then. He also loves the Polar Express because Santa loves trains. He loves all kinds of transportation. Trains are his favorite. He was around when trains were first invented. So he's got a fondness for trains. Mine? I know. There's a fairly new story that came out in the last couple of years, and it's called Mrs. Claus Takes the Reins, and I really like that. It's about a Christmas that Santa was feeling under the weather, but the presents still have to get delivered, so what happened? I know how to fly that sleigh, and I know how to get the reindeer to listen, and I know his flight pattern. I helped take care of Christmas that year. So I like that one a lot. What else? There are so many wonderful stories. I do like The Night Before Christmas because it describes my Santa so very well. It's a very good description. His belly really does shake when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. I think those are some of our favorite Christmas stories.
Well, in our show notes, I think I'll put, I know there's a video of you online reading The Night Before Christmas.
There is, and one of me reading The Polar Express. And so I do have two story times that you can see. There will be more, but it's been really busy lately.
Well, that's understandable. Terrific. Yes.
I'll have to make sure and put those links in our show notes for our audio listeners so they can find them too. So what is, how about this? Are you a native of the North Pole?
No. I was not born at the North Pole, but I was born in a very small village just north of the Arctic Circle, in an area right there near where Norway and Sweden and Finland all meet. My village is so tiny you can't find it on a map. That's where I am.
And do you let the reindeer in the house?
Of course! Don't you let your lovely animals in the house? Now, it's a special treat. We do movie night with the reindeer. And they have great big comfy beds that we lay down on the ground. They look a little bit like dog beds, but lots bigger. And the reindeer get to pick out a movie for that week as a reward for all their hard work and their training in flight class.
Well, what movies do they like?
They, of course, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But they do hang their heads a little bit when the reindeer are making fun of Rudolph. And they are kind of scared of the bumble, but they try and look really brave to each other. So that's really fun. But they really love Hermie the Elf. And so they'll spend all the time in the world watching that one. What elf do they like to watch? Oh, they really love Buddy the Elf. They will watch Elf every time if we let them.
Love it.
How long does it take for the reindeer to be trained?
So reindeer run very quickly, very soon in their lives. 30 minutes after they're born, a reindeer can run at full speed. Not just walk, but run. trick is getting them excited about getting off the ground while running. They do like to cover great big distances. So teaching them the flight part takes a little while. And once they've learned it, it takes us a lot of practice and rehearsing over and over and over again. Like any well-conditioned athlete, we have to practice and we have to train, even when we know how to do our job. Because that keeps us in peak physical condition to make sure Santa gets all around the world and then all the way back home to us safely. So it takes several years.
So does he have an A team? Like,
so we have what we call the sleigh team or the flight team, and that's the ones that you know most. Right, that's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph when we've got Inkling Weather. So those are the 9 primary reindeer. But we have hundreds of thousands of reindeer at the North Pole, and all of them are learning how to fly. And we're finding the ones that are better at maybe pulling supplies from the wood mill to the toy shop and other things. Sometimes reindeer pull sleighs that stay on the ground. Sometimes they learn to fly, but there's always reindeer in training. Always. It's a big job.
I imagine so. And the reindeer, you know, I keep seeing this thing on the internet that the reindeer, are they male or female?
Good question. Another fun thing to know about reindeer, all reindeer get antlers, which is unusual, because in deer, usually, males get antlers and females don't. But in reindeer, all of them get antlers. Males shed their antlers in November. Females don't shed them until February or March.
Hmm.
You've seen all those images of Santa's reindeer with those big, beautiful antlers? Santa is pulled all around the world by girl power.
Yes. Excellent.
That makes sense.
Did?
I'm curious about
one of the reasons I'm good at training them too. We girls get each other.
What kind of jobs do you do at the North Pole?
So reindeer care and feeding and training is my primary job. That's one of the things I studied in Elf College. I don't know if you know that I have gone to school to be even better at my role at the North Pole, because I'm not just Santa's wife, I'm his partner. So I went to Elf College, where I got a double master's degree in Christmas culinary confections. I'm a great baker. And readying ranger fur, which is training anything under the heading of ranger fur, which means deer, reindeer, caribou, and everything that's related. So I studied those things. I'm in charge of making sure that the post office runs well, because that is a huge job with all of the letters that come in. The way that Santa describes me is his CEO. I'm his Christmas executive officer. He's in charge of the elves, the naughty and nice list, and keeping an eye on all the children of the world. And if it's not one of those things, I'm in charge.
Well, you are certainly an excellent role model for stay-at-home moms like me.
You know, always happy to set a good example.
Well, I think that's all the questions that we have gotten for you this year. And we would love to have you on again sometime.
Anytime you like, my friends.
I appreciate you taking this time at this very busy time of year.
Of course.
Now, folks out there, if you do have more questions, I'm happy to forward them on, or of course you could send them straight to the North Pole, but you can chime in for our show by emailing geekgrills@gmail.com, and you can also tweet us @geekgrills. So what are all of you most anticipating and wishing for in the new year? Linda?
I'm actually going to be starting kind of a health journey this coming new year. I'm not considering it a New Year's resolution, because to me, New Year's resolutions, they kind of have like this not a, even a stigma attached to them, but it's like, oh, it's a New Year's resolution. We're going to do it for a month and then forget about it. So I would like to get healthier. I'd like to, you know, lose some weight. You know, with the recent happenings, I think a lot of people have gained a few extra pounds. I'm just figuring out that journey and, you know, how it's going to happen and how I'm going to move on from there. Step one is drinking more water. So that's what I've been attempting to do. I've not drunk any sodas, except for, like, maybe a ginger ale here and there for, like, 2 months already.
Excellent!
I have to have my cranberry ginger ale during the holidays. It's kind of the only soda I bother with.
I have a 2-liter of that in my fridge as well right now.
Well, I don't know if it's helpful, but at the North Pole we talk about how important it is to believe. And so I want you to know I believe in you, and I'm very proud of you finding a new way of living things. Good job.
Thank you.
Of course.
And how about you, Ray?
Mine is hopefully manifesting a house this year, an actual home, and no more renting. That's the big, like, all the fingers crossed, and hopefully the stars will align.
Oh, boy, yeah, I wish you well in that.
I know.
it's
the Hunger Games have nothing on this housing market.
And for me in the coming year, I'm hoping my husband is changing employers. In January, so I'm hoping that is a smooth transition and loves his new job as much as it's very hopeful and looks like he's going to be a better position. And we worry about, you know, corporate culture, like, oh, I hope it's a good fit. So that's my biggest wish and hope this year. Well, no, not my biggest. I have to put them all up there. I'm expecting a new grandbaby in February. Oh. So, my daughter Courtney that found me 2 years ago. So I'm very excited to have a second grandchild. So that should be in February. And my oldest son is getting married in October. So we've got all these plans to make and decorations to make. And I've got a lot going on this year. And I just want all the blessings on all those super important things. And that's what's important to me coming up. I probably won't be able to stay fat because I'll be too busy.
But and all of the joy and new beginnings, Ember. That's exciting. Yeah.
It is. It's going to be a good one. It's got to be a good one. And I want the pandemic to ease off so that everyone can, you know, just be safer and not constantly being grounded. I had to ground myself this weekend because a friend tested. It was waiting for a test, and I had to miss karaoke. It's like, no, let's not go back to shutdown. Everybody go get a shot. Get all the shots.
So Santa and I are fully vaccinated and boosted, and so are all of the elves.
Excellent.
But we're very old. We were in the first group to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Right, the elderly go first.
So what are you most anticipating and wishing for in the new year?
I'm looking forward to that 3-month break that Santa and I get in January, February, and March. And by the time our break is done, the sun will be back over the horizon at the North Pole, and we get 24 hours of daytime and joy.
Yay!
Well, that'll certainly be a well-deserved rest. Mm-hmm. Now remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be next Monday, the 20th, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to be doing a year-end retrospective show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. You can check out what topics we're going to do in the next month on our schedule below on our Twitch page. If you're a patron, you can always suggest a topic for us. We'd love to hear your ideas.
And where can we find you all on the interwebs? Linda?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's M-I-S-C. You can check out my store at madcapm.com.
You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
And how about you, Carol?
You can find me on Instagram at Mrs. Carol Claus, all one word.
And I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINAOF12, on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me as a co-host on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. We also record live on Twitch. Thanks for listening, everyone, and good game!
GG!
Happy holidays, everybody!
Happy holidays!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.